Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, where I talk to you in natural English that's a bit easier to help you get used to the way that English is really spoken. And today I just want to talk to you a bit about my day. So today I had a day off, so I've been having a bit of fun, and yeah, today I'm just going to talk a bit about that. Today I'm going to be wearing a hat for the video version of this episode because I have a bump on my head. So a bump is when you have a little part of your body that's sticking out because you hit that part of your body. So when I was getting into bed the other day, I flopped into bed. So I just dropped down into my bed, and there was a chair close to my bed, and I hit my head. And I can also say I bumped my head, and now the result is a bump on my head. So I'm wearing a hat to cover that up so I don't look so silly. But it's just a small bump, but yeah, it just looks a little bit I did something stupid. So yeah, today I'm wearing a hat to cover that up. So anyway, my day today was a day off, but my wife, Cassie, she had a plan to meet one of her friends, so I've been spending the day by myself. So what did I do? First thing I did was had breakfast. I had some muesli this morning. Before that, of course, I had a cup of coffee like usual. I usually start my day with black coffee. Well, first water, and then I drink a cup of black coffee, and then I start thinking about breakfast. Yesterday, we had waffles because we have a waffle maker, but today I had muesli. It wasn't granola, because granola is the kind of crunchy kind. I had muesli, which is just the kind of more natural kind. There's no added sugar. It just has some dried fruits, so a nice and healthy breakfast. Then, yeah, my wife went out to meet her friend, so I did some reading. I think I mentioned before, I'm reading a Japanese book at the moment about a woman that works in a convenience store. So I was reading my book, of course, checking new Japanese words that I don't know with my phone at the same time. So my phone in one hand, book in the other hand, checking, words I don't know, or perhaps kanji, which is the Japanese, well, the Chinese characters that are used in Japanese. So check those when I see some that I don't know. So yeah, I read my book. And then after that, I played with my cats for a bit because I have two cats. And usually when I'm teaching, so if you don't know, yeah, I teach online. I usually come in my office, close my door, and the cats are in the other room, and I always feel bad that I'm not giving them enough attention. So because today was my day off, I could spend some time with the cats. Then after that, I went to play basketball, but not yet. Actually, first, I went to a cafe. So I played basketball after that. But yeah, first I went to a cafe. And this cafe is actually owned by two of our friends. They're very lovely people, and they make very nice food and very nice coffee. So I went there to have some lunch and also to talk to them for a bit. So for lunch, I had something called an acai bowl. It's something that's pretty, well, it's been trendy for a long time, actually. It's kind of started to get popular, well, quite a long time ago now, actually. Quite a few years ago, I think. But acai is a berry from Brazil. If you're from Brazil and you're listening to this, I'm sorry about my pronunciation. I'm probably saying it wrong. But this acai berry comes from Brazil, and it's famous because it has a lot of antioxidants. So antioxidants is a natural what actually is it? It's natural nutrient, or it's like part of fruits and things like tea and coffee, and it reduces your chances of getting diseases, and also it's supposed to stop you from aging, or like getting old, or at least looking old and feeling old. So acai understandably got quite popular and is still very popular now. You know, kind of similar to the way that like blueberries are quite famous, or green tea is famous. So they all have these things called antioxidants. So acai is very popular, and it's also very delicious. If you haven't tried it before, you should give it a go. It's kind of similar to blueberry, but also pretty different. It's kind of its own unique flavor. And usually acai is in a big frozen chunk, and then in these stores, or you can do it at home, it's blended, and then it's often served with some cereal like granola, or fruits and things like that. So basically my lunch was very similar to my breakfast. I've just eaten a lot of cereal today, but it's pretty healthy. And yeah, also I had some coffee there. I had a flat white, which is kind of like a short latte. And I actually had two of those. So I had lots of energy, and then I went to play basketball. And today was a very sunny day here in Okinawa. It was more sunny than I expected. So I wasn't wearing sun cream, but perhaps I should have been wearing sun cream. And I got there to play basketball, and I thought, oh, I hope my skin is okay. I don't look too red. I think I'm okay. I didn't play for too long. What did I do? After playing basketball, then I walked home, and then carried on reading my book, this Japanese book that I've been reading. Like I said, it's a nice day. So we've had the doors open, and we're getting lots of nice fresh air in the house. It's definitely spring now here in Okinawa. Perhaps if you're living more in the northern hemisphere, so northern hemisphere is the top part of the world. So if you're living in Europe, or if you're living in even in the rest of Japan, because I'm in Japan, but I'm very far south. So this island is called Okinawa. It's very close to Taiwan. So we're much closer to the equator. And equator is the line that goes around the middle of the world. It's the tropical part of the world, the hot part of the world. And we live quite close to that. So Okinawa is not tropical. So if you're tropical, you have no seasons. A tropical place is just hot all year. Okinawa does have a winter, but it's a very short winter, and it's not very cold, because this is what's called a subtropical climate. So subtropical means like almost tropical. So so it's spring already. We already have blossom here. We went to see the famous sakura, which is the famous cherry blossom here in Japan. So I went to see sakura the other day. It's very nice. And that has almost already finished. spring is definitely here in Okinawa, and soon it will be back to a long summer. So yeah, today I think was more than 20 degrees. It's a nice warm day, but not too warm. So it's a perfect day to play some basketball outside, get some exercise. I've also done lots of walking today, and as usual, you'll know I always talk about how important it is when you're studying a language to just keep studying. So while I was playing basketball, while I was walking, while I've been making coffee and things today, I've been listening to Japanese the whole time. So listening to podcasts, try to do the same. Try to listen to English as much as possible. It's something I say all the time, but it's honestly very, very effective for language learning. And it's something you can do when you're busy. It's easy to fit into your day. So yeah, that's been my day today. Still hasn't finished. While I'm recording this, it is 6:20, so 20 past 6 in the in the evening, late afternoon, evening. So after this, actually my wife is home now. So we are going to go get some food in a restaurant. I think we're going to get what's called a teishoku, which is like a set meal with a variety of things like fish, rice, miso soup, pickles, all different things like that. It's usually served for lunch, but there's a place nearby that continues doing it at dinner. So for dinner, so I think we're going to go and get that. Really, I want to eat sushi, but the nearest, sushi place that we go to is quite far from here, and we don't really feel like driving. So yeah, we'll probably just go somewhere nearby. There are a few sushi places around here, but actually my wife doesn't really like to eat raw fish, so we need to go to a sushi place that has other options as well. And for that, you need to go to like a big chain type franchise sushi place, and those are all a bit further away. So yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing today. If you're on the YouTube version, then please comment and let me know what your day's been like, or what your day is going to be like if it's the morning. Don't be too shy to comment. I always ask you guys to comment, and some of you do, but I know a lot of you are listening and watching and nobody's commenting. Don't be shy. Don't worry if you make any mistakes with your English or anything. I know you're all learning. I don't expect your English to be perfect. So yeah, just message me, say hello, and yeah, let me know what you're doing today. Also, if you're on the YouTube version, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Also, you can hit the little bell so you get notifications that tell you when I make a new video. Also, don't forget to like, and if you're listening to the podcast version, then follow. And you can also review the podcast on, I know, on Apple Podcasts and perhaps some of the other apps. I'm actually not so sure. And anyway, yeah, everybody tell your friends that are studying English. And I will see you all back here next time.